Mama sat down beside him. She pushed back a strand of hair that had worked its way free of the chignon, but it fell back into her face again, and she left it there. I got fired. Big Ma put down her cup, weakly, without a word. Papa reached out and touched Mama. She said, Harlan Granger came to the school with Caleb Wallace and one of the school board members. Somebody had told them about those books I'd pasted over, but that was only an excuse. They're just getting at us any way they can because of shopping in Vicksburg. Her voice cracked. What'll we do, David? We needed that job. Papa gently pushed the stray hair back over her ear. We'll get by. Plant more cotton, maybe. But we'll get by. There was quiet reassurance in his voice. Mama nodded and stood. Where are you going, child? Big Ma asked. Outside. I want to walk for a bit. Christopher John, Little Man, and I turned to follow her, but Papa called us back. Leave your mama be, he said. As we watched her slowly cross the backyard to the barren garden and head toward the south pasture, Mr. Morrison said, You know, with you here, Mr. Logan, you got no need of me. Maybe there's work to be had round here. Maybe I could get something, help you out. Papa stared across at Mr. Morrison. There's no call for you to do that, he said. I'm not paying you anything as it is. Mr. Morrison said softly, I got me a nice house to live in, the best cooking a man could want, and for the first time in a long time, I got me a family. That's right good pay, I'd say. Papa nodded. You're a good man, Mr. Morrison, and I thank you for the offer. But I'll be leaving in a few weeks, and I'd rather you was here. His eyes focused on Mama again, a tiny figure in the distance now.
Papa?
Rasped Christopher John, moving close to him.
Mama gonna be all right?
Papa turned, and putting his arms around Christopher John, drew him even nearer. Son, your mama, she's born to teach and like the sun is born to shine. And it's going to be hard on her not teaching anymore. It's going to be real hard. Because ever since she was a wee bitty girl down in the Delta, she wanted to be a teacher.
And Grandpa wanted her to be one too, didn't he, Papa?
Said Christopher John. Papa nodded. Your mama was his baby child. And every penny he'd get his hands on, he'd put it aside for her schooling. And that wasn't easy for him either. Because he was a tenant farmer, and he didn't see much cash money. But he'd promised your grandmama before she died to see that your mama got an education. And when your mama come high school age, he sent her up to Jackson to school, then on to teacher training school. It was just because he died her last year of schooling that she come on up here to teach instead of going back to the Delta.
And y'all got married, and she ain't gone back down there no more. Interjected Little Man.
Papa smiled faintly at Little Man and stood up. That's right, son. She was too smart and pretty to let get away. He looked out the window again, then back at us. She's a strong, fine woman, your mama, and this thing won't keep her down, but it's hurt her bad. So I want y'all to be extra thoughtful for the next few days and remember what I told you. You hear?
Yes, sir, Papa. We answered.
Papa left us then and went onto the back porch. There he leaned against the porch pillar for several minutes, staring out toward the pasture. But after a while, he stepped into the yard and crossed the garden to join Mama.